Does anybody know what joy is? What is to be joyful?
When you're happy.
Okay. Try it again.
When you're happy.
Oh, that sounded good.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about when you're happy. What makes you happy? So I'm going to ask you, if you could have one thing in the world that would make you happy, what would it be? Now I want you to think about it. And I'm going to go right down here, right down the row. And I'm going to ask you, what that, if you could have one thing in the world that would make you happy, what would it be? Would you like to start?
What would make you happy?
Okay, time's up.
Okay.
God.
God, wow. All right, this service is over. Everybody go home. That's wonderful.
God.
Oh, we got two in a row here.
God. To be with your friends.
Okay.
Oh. Oh. Starts with a G and ends on the D. And then has three letters.
Okay.
What?
He's a writer.
My parents.
Okay.
My family.
Family.
The world.
The world?
Yeah, you control the world.
Oh, you're like a world dictator? Or just the world?
Yeah, you copy the world.
Okay. How about you?
Skip me.
I don't know.
God.
God.
Oh, they got lots of gods here.
Water guns.
Water gun? Okay. Any specific kind of water gun? Okay. No school. That would be interesting.
Chinese class.
Does that mean no Chinese class or Chinese class every day? Okay, how about you? What would make you happy?
Dumbass.
Okay.
God. Jesus.
Jesus. And we have somebody praying here for an answer. Okay. Hey, those are great answers. You know what? A lot of kids today would say a happy meal would make them happy. You know what a happy meal is? At McDonald's, anybody ever have a Happy Meal?
I
love
fast food.
Was there bad Happy Meals out there? Yeah. Oh, they did?
They said it was like illegal, but fast food is make kids want to buy food.
Okay, well, what goes in a Happy Meal that makes it happy for you?
A toy.
Yeah, a plastic toy, right?
I don't even like fast food.
Now, let me ask you about that toy.
What are we doing again?
What are we doing again?
I'm too old for toys.
We're talking about joy. And I'm talking about a Happy Meal. And a lot of kids like that Happy Meal because in the Happy Meal, there's like a 10-cent little toy there. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many have ever had that toy?
Okay.
How long do you usually play with that toy? When you were a kid.
You just keep it. Tell you that it comes in.
All right. I like that answer.
All
right. We can only have one person talking at a time. One person talking at a time. Why does that toy not bring you happiness a long time?
Because, like, after a while, it gets really boring to play with, and there's no point of it.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? A lot of things on Earth are like that. A lot of things say, if you just buy me, if you just get a Happy Meal, you'll be happy forever. But it never lasts. It's only a short time. It's like Christmas, you know, gifts. You get the Christmas gifts, you play with them a couple hours. Then you play with the boxes that the Christmas gifts came in.
No, I haven't do that.
Well, you should try it sometime. It's a lot of fun.
I need something out of my box.
All right, I want to tell you the real secret to joy, and you guys already know this. It really is God. You know why? You know why God's the secret to joy?
Because when I made joy.
He made joy, and He is joy, and He can come in inside of you forever, and so you will never be lacking in joy. And so as you get a little bit older, you know what's going to happen? You're not going to want Happy Meals anymore. Your Happy Meals are going to change. You're going to get a little bit more expensive. They're going to be toys that have electronics with them. Then there'll be cars. Then there'll be houses.
Then there'll be insurance.
Insurance.
Then there'll be stocks.
You can't afford
them. Right.
The thing is, none of those things, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how big your Happy Meals are. All right, you're not listening. You guys like to talk a lot. Wow. The Happy Meals that last are only the Happy Meals that God gives. And He's the number one Happy Meal. All right, let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank You that You are joy, and then when we have You in our lives, we have everything that we need for joy and peace and happiness on this earth. Even as the song we sang today, Lord, we desire nothing on this planet except for You. Lord, help us to live that out as kids and also adults. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, see you guys. I'm going to be talking to your mom and dads about joy. Does anybody know what joy is? What is to be joyful?
When you're happy.
Okay. Try it again.
When you're happy.
Oh, that sounded good.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about when you're happy. What makes you happy? So I'm going to ask you, if you could have one thing in the world that would make you happy, what would it be? But I would ask that you would pray for me so that my heart can be renewed this summer.
请求大家为牧师祷告，让他的这种休息能够使他的灵魂得到苏醒。
The main reason I'm going on a sabbatical is because I need to retrain my heart to hear the voice of God and to become more quiet and prayerful.
他休假的原因是因为他需要一段时间。去调整自己，去修养，这样他可以更清楚地听到神对他的话语。
Every day when you turn the radio on, you hear more cataclysmic news.
每天打开收音机的话，你可以听到许多嘈杂的声音。
They're saying now that they're not going to be able to cap this.Oil spill in the Gulf.
还有许多关于现在这个石油泄露的这些讨论。
North and South Korea are on the brink of war.
比如说现在南朝鲜、北朝鲜正在处于战争的边缘。
Israel is always on the brink of war.
以色列它每天都几乎是在要跟人打起来了。
The euro is falling in value.
欧元也在不停的这个贬值。
Our stocks went down 3% on Friday.
我们自己的股票也是跌得厉害。
It's kind of interesting, but God uses all the events of life on purpose.
这些事情很有趣，因为神用世界上这些各种各样的事情去为他的一些目的。
There are many people that are wondering whether or not.We are headed into the last days.
很多人已经开始想，是不是世界末日快要到了。
I don't know if that's true or not.
我也不知道。
But I do know that God has warned us about these days.
但是我知道神确实在很久以前就提醒过我们，这样的日子会到来。
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked him what would be the sign. Of his coming again.
马太二十二章，当门徒问道，世界末日会是什么情形？
And there were at least 15 different signs that are given in that chapter.
耶稣在那一章节里面讲到了至少15个末世的预兆。
But I want to focus on verse 14.
但是今天咱们看一看第十四节。
And it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the entire world.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
As a testimony to all nations.
对万民做见证。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才来到。
From those verses, we get our mission.
当你读到这些经节的时候，应该意识到自己的使命。
Our mission is to go to the entire world.
我们的使命就是到世界各处。
As we gather around this table,
我们今天聚集在这里。
We not only celebrate Jesus inviting us into his family,
不仅仅是在庆祝耶稣让我们来到他的家。
But he also gives us the mission of inviting the whole world to this table.
他还给了我们一个使命，就是去把他的福音传到地极，邀请全世界来到他的家中。
I have heard that the number of Christians in China is between 70 and 100 million.
我听说在中国有七千万个基督徒。
I think that that means that there's over a billion people that still need to hear the gospel there.
那就是说还有一亿的人没有听到福音，十亿
That's a pretty big number.
那是很多人。
This church needs to have a ministry to those folks.
这个教会应该针对这些没有听到福音的人做些事情。
Do not think just coming to the table is the end of the journey.
不要以为你今天来到这里就是你信仰的全部了。
This is the beginning of the journey.
这只是你信仰的开端。
The mission is to go out.
你的使命还很长远。
So as we celebrate these elements today,
当我们今天领用饼和杯的时候，
Let's pray for China.
让我们为中国祷告。
Let's pray for the nations of the world.
让我们为全世界的各个国家祷告。
Let us all become missionaries to the world.
让我们每个人都能成为福音的使者。
Lord, we thank you for these elements.
主啊，感谢你赐给我们的饼和杯。
They speak to us of your death to invite us in.
看到这些饼和杯，让我们想到你为我们的死。
Lord, help us not to be afraid of death as we invite others in.
主啊，帮助我们，当我们去邀请别人认识你的时候，让我们不要惧怕死亡。
Lord, help us to leave our comfort zones to do the inviting.
帮助我们离开我们的舒适的环境。
Lord, help us to sacrifice all that we have, all that we are, to spread the good news.
帮助我们为了传你的福音，心甘情愿把我们所有的都摆上。
Lord, we do pause and give you thanks for the cross.
我们这里面停顿一下，要向你献上感恩。
And for your gospel message that has rescued us.
我们为你为我们所做的一切这个福音献上我们的感恩。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
看那个妖怪的图画。
Everybody know who that is?
你们知道这个东西是什么吗？
If you have grandchildren or children,
你们有没有孩子孙子？
This is Mike. And Sully.
这个是麦克和萨利。
Sully is the big guy.
Sully 就是那个大的。
Mike's the big eye.
Mike 是那个大眼睛的。
And they are part of a company called Monsters, Inc.
他们两个是怪兽电力公司的职员。
And what Monsters, Inc. does is they go out and they scare kids by jumping out of their closets.
这个公司干的事情就是他们从小孩子家里面壁橱里面跳出来吓唬那些小孩子。
And when the kids scream, they have a canister there that gets filled up with their screams.
当小孩子吓得尖叫的时候，他们就把这个尖叫 的声音灌到一个桶里面。
And that is becomes their power that they use.
然后这个桶里面就用作发电。
But just like our economy, their economy starts going bad.
就像我们的经济，他们那公司的经济情况也是每况愈下。
And all of a sudden, Monsters, Inc. is scheduled to shut down.
最后，这个怪兽电力公司不得不关门。
So Mike and Sully are hanging around and talking to each other and said, hey, we had a lot of laughs.
结果这两个人就回家了，但是他们一路走一路就商量说我们应该怎么办。
So they come up with this brilliant idea. Why don't we try to humor the kids?
然后他们就想了一个主意。去逗那小孩子笑。
So in the next scene, Mike jumps out of the closet and he does a one-person monologue.
后来呢，他们就从壁橱里面跳出来，麦克就去给小朋友讲笑话。
His opening joke is, "Hey, I love kindergarten, the best 3 years of my life."
他第一个笑话就是说啊，我也上过幼儿园，我上幼儿园那三年是我人生中最快乐的三年。
And all of a sudden, the kid laughs.
结果小孩子就笑了。
And whoom! The canister fills up with power from the laughter.
用这种办法，他们也能够产生发电。
But the point of the movie is very clear that it's better to fill up your tank with joy than it is with fear.
这个电影的教育意义就是说，与其去用吓唬人的办法来给自己充电，还不如去用使人家发笑来使给自己充电。
In the book of Isaiah, the first 39 chapters are just filled with fear.
在以赛亚书前面39章都是充满了恐惧。
God is going to judge the world because we have rebelled against him.
因为那39章就是讲到神要怎么审判万民，因为人都是不服从的。
But in chapter 40, we're introduced to the servant who is coming.
但是在40章开始出现了转机。
And the servant is coming to bring joy to the world.
那里面讲到一个仆人将会来到世上给大家带来喜乐。
The joy that this servant will bring will be inward. It will have nothing to do with outside circumstances.
这个人所带来的喜乐是在内在的，他是不依赖于外界环境的。
It'll be an inner joy that can be enjoyed even while people are in captivity.
这种喜乐是在当人们在逆境中，在被掳，在受苦受难的时候，也是可以体会到的。
In Isaiah 55, we're given this pathway to joy.
然后以赛亚书55章就讲到通往这个喜乐的途径。
And there are four messages in this chapter on how to stay on that pathway towards joy.
在这一章里面给了我们四个秘密的信息，告诉我们如何能够走在这个通往喜乐的途径上。
And I'd like to form a secret club today.
今天我想跟大家组成一个秘密的俱乐部。
A secret organization within this room.
一个秘密机构。
And what we're going to do is we're going to have four secret club messages.
我们将要有四个秘密的信息。
And we're going to say these messages to ourselves.
我们以后要自己对自己不停地说这四个信息。
But if you see one of your fellow club members not experiencing joy, you share the message with that club member too.
如果你以后见到我们这个俱乐部的成员，发现他本人正在处在不喜乐当中，你也有责任去向他重述这四个信息。
All right, are you ready?
你们准备好了吗
？All right, here's the first message.
第一个信息。
Beware of the Happy Meal.
一定要警惕快乐餐。
In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1-3. We have a message warning us to beware of the Happy Meal.
以赛亚书55章1-3节就是向我们讲这样一个信息，告诉我们一定要警惕世上的所谓快乐餐。
Would you mind reading that?
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃， 不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。
The invitation is given to everyone, all you who thirst.
在这里，神向所有的人发出了邀请，你们一切干渴的。
Men, women, young and old.
男人、女人、年老的、年少的。
Everyone is invited to come.
每个人都受到邀请。
It says, you who are thirsty.
第一节讲到你们一切干渴的。
This limits it to only people who realize there's a thirst inside.
但是这样一来，就把它限定于，受邀的人是那些自己知道自己是渴的。
There are many people who are satisfied with life and not thirsty. Jesus has nothing to offer them.
在世上有许多人满足于自己所拥有的，一点都不觉得渴。对这些人来讲，耶稣的礼物对他们并没有多大的意义。
We have to be dissatisfied before we are satisfied.
我们要想得到满足，我们必须知道不满足是什么滋味。
You have to have a thirst before your thirst can be quenched.
当你在满足自己的干渴、解渴的时候，你们就必须要经历饥渴。
So the great question is, what is this thirst inside of us?
这个问题就是在我们内心里面，这个干渴是什么呢？
Solomon understood what this thirst was.
所罗门很明白这个干渴的意义。
He says that in every person's heart, God has planted eternity.
他说神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
And there is nothing on this planet that can satisfy that eternal longing.
在这个地球上面，没有任何东西能够满足人心里对永生的渴望。
Now you can try, to get enough money or enough fame or enough power, but nothing will satisfy that.
你可以去努力得到权力、金钱、名誉，但是这些都不足以满足你那对永生的渴望。
The only thing that will satisfy this eternal thirst is an eternal God.
要满足我们对永生的渴望，只有去就近那永生的神。
There are two promises here. Listen and eat what is good.
并且神有两个应许，他让我们去听，并且去吃。
And your soul will delight, and you will have the richest affairs, the richest food.
这样的话，我们就会心中喜乐，得享肥甘。
There's also a promise that if you listen, your soul will live.
神应许我们。只要我们去侧耳而听，我们的灵魂就会得到满足。
This is a promise by Jesus himself, because he will refer to himself as the thirst.
这就是神通过主耶稣来给我们的应许。
That he will be the one to satisfy that longing inside.
因为主耶稣基督就是那个能够给我们解渴的人。
Notice there's a paradox in this invitation here.
在这个邀请当中似乎有一个悖论。
We're supposed to buy this wine and this milk without money.
我们应该是用钱来买这个酒和奶，但是我们却又不要用钱。
What that means is that someone has to buy it for you.
言外之意就是已经有人替我们付了钱了。
And the one who has purchased this wine and milk for us is Jesus himself.
给我们付钱买来这些好东西的就是主耶稣基督。
We believe that Jesus purchased this by his death on the cross.
我们相信主耶稣用他在十字架上的宝血，他的死为我们买赎了这些东西。
But the key message we want, the secret message for our club is beware of the happy meal.
我们的这个秘密的信息就是一定要警惕世上的快乐餐。
I have to say I was surprised by the kids' answers today.
我不得不承认，今天小孩子们的答案让我很吃惊。
Which is a compliment to you.
其实是对你们的一种褒奖啊。
I was expecting to hear.
我原本以为他们会说
Nintendo, Wii, Game Boys.
原来以为他们会列举一些像游戏机之类的东西。
Even a BB gun, I thought might be on the list.
或者一个玩具枪之类的。
But the kids were they're pretty perceptive that the Happy Meal doesn't satisfy.
但是你们的孩子非常的有远见，他们知道快乐餐并不能满足他们的快乐。
What I've noticed is that when kids get these, because I have three kids and my daughter loved Happy Meals.
牧师他有三个孩子，他自己的小孩就非常喜欢吃麦当劳的快乐餐。
But she would play with that toy for about 5 minutes, and then forget it and lose it.
他每次拿到那个小玩具以后，就拿在手上玩个五分钟以后，就把它扔到一边去了。
Here's where we get into trouble as adults.
作为成年人，我们也遇到类似的问题。
Every one of us has a Happy Meal idea in our mind.
在我们每个人的头脑中都有一个我们自己的快乐餐。
Every one of us has a strategy for happiness.
每一个人都有自以为可以找到快乐的一个战略。
Where do you turn to in times of stress?
当你非常的有压力的时候，你会怎么做呢？
What do you have to have in your life to make you happy?
你自己的生活当中，你必须得拥有什么东西才觉得快乐呢？
This is what drives you.
这就是那些使你不断努力的东西。
And we've made a commitment inside that we will get our happy meal when we need it.
我们自己给自己定了一个目标，就是说我们一定要努力，为了我们头脑中那个快乐餐而努力去得到它。
And that happy meal that we have will take us off the pathway of joy.
然而在追逐那个快乐餐的时候，我们却偏离了使我们得到喜乐的途径。
The only real joy we will ever experience in life is when we connect with Jesus.
如果你想得到真正的喜乐，只有一个途径，那就是和主耶稣基督相连接。
To find a pathway to joy means we must find Jesus.
去找到喜乐的途径，就意味着你一定要找到主耶稣。
All right, so everybody knows that first secret message.
所以大家都知道第一个秘密的信息是什么。
Here's our second secret message on the pathway to joy.
我们再看看第二个秘密的信息。
Does anyone know who this man is?
有没有人知道这个人？
Patton, General George Patton. This is June 6th is D-Day for the invasion many, many years ago. But General Patton believed that every soldier needed to know his mission.
图片上这个人是二战中的知名的将领巴顿将军。巴顿将军坚信每一个好的士兵都应该知道自己的任务和使命。
He would frequently walk up to a soldier and say, Soldier, what is your mission?
他会突然的出其不意来到一个士兵的面前，就问他说，你的任务是什么？
Patton said the most important piece of information a soldier could have was his mission, because that would help him make every decision that he needed to make.
巴顿认为，作为一个士兵来讲，最重要的就是熟知自己的使命，这样一来，他才能做出正确的判断和选择。
So my question to you today is, what is your mission?
所以今天我也要问你们，你们的使命是什么？
Do you need some help in defining it?
你需要帮助来找到自己的使命吗？
Here's verses 4-7.
那你就读第四到七节。我已立他做万民的见证，为万民的君王和司令。你素不认识的国民，你也必招来。素不认识你的国民也必向你奔跑，都因耶和华你的神以色列的圣者，因为他已经荣耀你。当趁耶和华可寻找到的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念， 归向耶和华，耶和华就必怜恤他。当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
In verses 4 and 5, we have the mission defined.
第四节和第五节给我们描述了我们的使命。
In verses 6 and 7, we have the message that we take on the mission.
第六到第七节就是告诉我们在完成使命的过程中我们要传播什么样的一个信息。
So what do we do now? We have this great invitation. We've been invited to drink wine and milk and water. What do? Sit around and drink all day?
我们现在收到了这样一个善意的邀请，可以去随意吃喝这些酒和奶。当我们吃喝完了以后，我们该做些什么呢？就坐在那儿发呆吗
？No, what we do, we have been the invited. Now we become the inviters of all nations.
这就是我们要做的。我们既然已经被受了邀请，那么现在我们就要去邀请别人。
God Himself is on this mission, and we are joining His mission.
这是神自己的使命，我们就要加入他的使命当中。
See, once our thirst is quenched, it can't be business as usual.
一旦我们的饥渴被满足。
If God calls us radically into His kingdom, then we need to radically go out from that kingdom.
如果神是用这样一种出其不意的方式来邀请我们到他的国度，我们也应该用这样出其不意的方式去寻求别的人来邀请到他的国度。
If you don't feel the pull to go out, I question whether you've ever been brought in.
如果你从来没有意识到自己应该走出去邀请人的话，我有真的是在怀疑你是不是真的受到了邀请。
Mission is never a drain. Mission is a joy producer.
这个使命不会让你觉得疲惫，这个使命只是一定会给你无尽的喜乐。
When I look back over my life, May 16th, 2010 is going to be one of the highlight days of my entire life.
当我回首往事的时候，我意识到2010年5月16日将是我人生的制高点。
Let me tell you what happened on that day.
在那一天发生了什么事呢？
It was a Sunday morning.
这是一个星期天的早上。
And we gathered our church together.
我们聚集在教会当中。
And we prayed and we sang two or three songs.
我们祷告，唱诗歌。
And then we organized our church into 15 different teams that went out all over Stanford.
然后我们把教会的人分成15组，大家就到斯坦福各地去。
We then came back together an hour and a half later and shared our stories.
然后过了一个半小时以后，我们又回到教会里面分享我们这一路的见闻。
People couldn't wait to get up and share what God had done.
大家都忍不住要起来争相描述自己所遇见的事情。
There was more joy in their lives that day than any Sunday in my entire 37-year ministry.
在他牧师六十多年牧会的经验中，那一天人们在星期天所感受到的喜乐比史上任何一个星期天都要多。
And why was there joy in their lives?
为什么他们的生活会有喜乐呢？
Because they had joined God in the mission.
因为他们在那天加入了神的使命当中。
One of the young people, we had a middle school kid that went out with us.
那天有一个中学生和我们一起。
And he got up and he grabbed the mic, and this is what he said.
他这是他的发言。
He said, "Today I thought I was going out to bless other people."
他说，我以为今天我要出去祝福我见到的人。
But what I discovered is that in blessing them, I was blessed.
但是我发现，在给这些人带来祝福的同时。我自己大大的被祝福了。
That's from a middle school kid.
那是一个中学生的发现。
And it's true for you.
对你也是一样的。
If you go out this week and you say, I'm going to bless people around me, you will discover joy in your life.
如果你今天走出去，去给身边的人带来祝福的话，你也会发现你的生命是被大大的祝福了。
So what's your mission?
所以你的使命是什么呢？
Come up with a mission and do it this week, and you'll be on the pathway to joy.
好好想一想，确定自己的使命，你就会走到通往喜乐的途径的路途上了。
All right, so what's the first secret message?
第一个什么秘密的信息是什么？
Beware of the happy meal.
警惕世上的快乐餐。
The second message.
第二个。
What is your mission? Very good.
你的使命是什么？
Third secret message, club members.
那么各位听好，第三个信息。
This is Colonel Jessup.
这个是一个电影人物，他是个上校。
Colonel Jessup is the commander of Guantanamo Bay Armed Forces.
他是掌管关塔纳摩监狱的一个长官。
And he is in a court of law, being questioned by a young lieutenant named Daniel Caffey.
他此刻正在一个军事法庭上接受一个年轻的律师的讯问。
This is from the movie A Few Good Men.
这个是电影《好人寥寥》里面的一个镜头。
And Lieutenant Caffey is defending two soldiers.
这个影片中的这个牧师，他正在为两个士兵辩护。
Who are being charged with the death of another soldier.
这两个士兵被指控他们殴打致死了另一名士兵。
And they say a code red, which was a technical name for a harassment of this soldier, caused his death.
这两个士兵说他们打死那个人是因为他们收到了一个红色命令，这个红色命令命令他们去骚扰并且去殴打那个士兵。
But the only way to get Colonel Jessup to say this is for him to announce his own guilt on the stand.
为了使这个监狱关塔纳摩监狱这个长官承认他曾经下达了这样一个命令，这个律师就在庭上面要去质问他，想让他承认。
And so Lieutenant Caffey asked him this question.Did you order the code red?
你有没有下达这个红色命令？
And then he says, I want the truth.
然后他大声地说，告诉我真相。
And Jessup issues this famous line, which a lot of people know, You can't handle the truth.
然后这个反面人物他就说，他说，你知道真相。你根本就不明白这个真相，就是这个真相你知道了你又能怎么样呢？
And then Colonel Jessup says, Yes, I ordered the code red.
他自己就说，他说是的，我下达的这个命令。
So this is our secret message.
那么下面就是我们的秘密的信息了。
You can't handle the truth.
就是你知道了事实又能怎么样呢？
Read with me the truth in verses 8 through 11.
我们一起读八到十一节。耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。”我口所出的话也必如此，我绝不突然返回，这要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上。
Colonel Jessup thought he could make up the truth.
这个电影里面的律师就说，pardon.
Colonel Jessup thought he could make up the truth. He could make up his own truth, his own Bible, his own.
这个人他认为他可以自己随意的这个编造事实。
We don't make up the truth. God makes up the truth.
我们其实并不知道什么是事实，只有神知道什么是事实。
This is the truth that we live under.
这个圣经就是我们信赖的事实。
His thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
因为神的意念高过我们的意念。
His ways are higher than my ways.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
But this is where joy is found.
这也是我们找到喜乐的地方。
Joy is found in living under God's truth.
我们只有在神的真相里面才可以找到喜乐。
Whenever God's word goes out, it produces fruit.
每当神的话一发出，就会开花结果。
It produces seed, it produces bread, and it sustains us.
也会长出种子，也会种子会发芽。
What Jesus reminds us in his life is that he himself is the truth.
耶稣提醒我们说他自己就是真理。
To know Jesus, to know his word, is to know truth and joy.
知道了耶稣，知道他的话，你就知道真理，你就会发现喜乐。
If you do not have joy in your life,My guess is that you're living by your own truth.
如果你的生活中有没有什么喜乐，我猜想你可能是生活在自己的事实当中。
If you don't live with a smile on your face and a song in your heart, it's because you're not believing the truth.
如果你心中没有快乐的歌，脸上没有喜乐的笑容。那一定是因为你自己也不相信自己所认定的事实。
Bibles that are very worn and falling apart belong to people who aren't falling apart.
有一句话说得好，说那些把圣经翻烂了的人，他自己的生活永远也不会腐烂。
So there's a direct correlation. The amount of time you spend in God's word produces greater joy in your life.
所以你对神的话知道的越深越透彻，你的喜乐就会越多。
And if you say, well, I don't need the word, I'm too busy, I have too many responsibilities at work, you will struggle to have joy in your life.
如果你认为你忙的事情太多了，没有时间去读神的话语，那么你就会发现自己越来越没有喜乐。
So read God's word.Allow it to penetrate your heart. Allow it to change your life and watch your joy increase.
所以你们要好好读神的话语，让神的话语刺透你们的心，让你们知道自己生命的真相。
Our first secret message is beware of the happy meal.
我们第一个秘密的信息就是警惕世上的快乐餐。
Our second secret message is,What is your mission?
第二个信息是你的使命是什么?
And the third is, you can't handle the truth.
第三个就是你知道你的事实是无法掌控的，只有神才知道事实。
You should probably be careful where you say that.
当你说这个话的时候，你要小心一点。
Okay, the last one.
最后一个信息
is keep your fork.
就是留着你的叉子。
Verses 12 and 13, please.
12到13节，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导，大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌，松树长出代替棘藜，荆棘、番石榴长出代替棘藜。这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
We now switch to the future. It says you're going to go out in joy and peace.
这面就是告诉我们说，我们要出去，享受我们的喜乐。
We live in the anticipation of coming joy with Jesus.
因为我们知道在耶稣基督再来的时候，我们会有很多的喜乐。
A day is coming when the mountains are going to be restored and the oil in the Gulf is going to be taken away and God's going to renew this planet.
因为知道总有一天所有的地球上所有的东西都会被神修理我们神会使我们的地球恢复到当初的情形。
The curse of Adam is going to be reversed and I won't ever get poison ivy again. Yes!
加在亚当身上的诅咒会永远的被除去， 你们也永远不用再怕碰到啊有毒的那些毒草。
If I pass within 5 feet of poison ivy, I get it all over my body. It's crazy.
因为很多人他一碰到像那种有毒的那种藤啊什么，他会身上长满了东西。
But there's this anticipation that one day Jesus is going to wipe away every tear from our eye, and He's going to change this world.
但是有那么一天啊，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，他会擦干我们每一滴眼泪。他会彻头彻尾地把这个世界改变。
No more terrorism, no more war, no more cancer. It's going to be gone.
那时候没有恐怖袭击，没有战争，没有癌症，一切的坏的都不存在了。
So we need to keep our eyes focused on the future.
所以我们要注目在啊我们的未来。
So what's the story about the fork?
那么这个叉子又是怎么回事呢？
Well, a woman had terminal cancer in her life, and she was had just a few months to live.
有一个女生，她得了一个癌症，她只有几个月可以活了。
And so the pastor said, "I need to talk to you about final arrangements for your life, your funeral."
她的牧师就和她详细的讨论了一下她以后这个。葬礼的一些细节的问题。
So the pastor came over and they talked about the scripture passages and the songs that she wanted read and all the details about the service.
他们就定下了那时候要读的经节、要唱的诗歌，还有一些各个的细节都已经定好。
And everything was in order and the pastor started to leave.
当他们把一切都讨论完毕以后，牧师他就要离开了。
And then she said, "Wait, wait, wait, Pastor, just one more thing I want."
然后这个女生说，哎，牧师，你等一下，我还有一件事情。
When they put me in the casket, I want you to put a fork in my right hand.
她说，我躺在棺材里的时候，请你在我的右手里面放一个叉子。
And the pastor said, "You want a fork in your right hand?"
牧师说，你手里要拿一个叉子。
He goes.Why do you want a fork in your right hand?
为什么呢?
And the woman said this, for all the years I remember when we would have the dinners at the church.
这个女生说我们以前每次在教会里面吃饭一起吃饭的时候
And we'd have the main course and it was all very good.
我们先是吃一道主菜吃完了大家都觉得很好
And then they would start to clean the tables.
然后有人就上来开始打扫清理
But everybody would whisper, "Keep your fork."
但是大家会互相提醒啊，留着叉子。
And the reason you would keep your fork is because dessert's coming.
因为啊，这个主菜之后还有甜点。
And dessert's the best part of the meal.
然后，因为甜点往往是这一顿饭里面最好的东西。
And she said, "When people see me in that casket, I want them to know." That I'm now eating dessert.
他说，所以当人们看到我躺在棺材里的时候，我想提醒他们，我现在正在吃啊，我人生中最美好的一道菜。
The best is yet to come for every person in this room.
因为好的还在后面。
For the Christian, every day it gets better and better.
作为一个基督徒，你的每一天都应该比前一天要更好。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we get closer to dessert.
因为我们每天都比前一天更加靠近那个最后那道甜点了。
We live with a hope for the future.
因为我们是为了未来而活的。
It doesn't matter what the stock market does next week.
所以这个星期的股票市场怎么跌都跟我们没有关系。
Our riches are in heaven.
因为我们的财宝都在天上。
And people that have that perspective of keep the fork have joy in their lives.
只有那些意识到这一点，那些留着叉子的人才能在人生中享有喜乐。
But if you're living for this world, you're going to go up and down like this.
如果你仅仅是被了世界上的事情所缠累的话，你的生命只是忽高忽低。
All right, club members.
好了，现在我们各位。
We got 4 messages.
我们有四个信息。
That remind us of the pathway to joy.
告诉我们如何找到通往喜乐的途径。
Message number one.
第一个信息。
Beware of the happy meal.
警惕世上的快乐餐。
Message number two.
第二个信息。
Your mission.
你的使命。
Message number three.
第三个信息。
You can't handle the truth.
你并不知道事实。
And message number four.
第四个。
Keep your chopsticks.
留下你的筷子。
There you go. Yeah, you can translate that chopsticks. Folks, I pray for God's joy to flood your hearts.
各位，我会为你们祷告，求神在你们心里注满他的喜乐。
I pray that as people come into this church every Sunday, they would see such joy in your lives. They would say, tell me the answer. What's going on here?
我要祷告啊，让每个到你们教会的人看到你们脸上的喜乐，而想知道是什么使你们如此喜乐。
I pray that as people come into your home, they would say, this home is filled with joy.
我为你祷告，当你有客人到你家里的时候，他们会体会到你家里面充满了喜乐。
I pray for people that come into your office at work.
我为你们祷告，当你们公司里的人看到你的时候，
that they would say to you, there is joy in this office. What's the secret?
他们会问，在你工作的地方有喜乐，你是怎么样得到的呢？
And that you have opportunity to share with them the four secrets to joy.
然后我希望你和他们分享你这四个神秘密的信息。
Lord, fill us with your spirit.
主啊，求你的灵充满我们。
Our hearts are thirsty from this world.
我们的心啊，被这个世界所干渴。
Nothing can satisfy us on this planet.
这个星球上没有任何东西可以解我们的渴。
So we turn to you.
所以我们转向你。
Fill us with your joy.
求你给我们你的喜乐。
Fill us with your love.
你的爱。
May we be inviters of others to experience this too.
让我们能够走出去，邀请别人来加入您的盛宴。
And we pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
你耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.